Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Once you accept the idea that bumblebees are capable of at least a primitive form of cognition, the idea that they're also capable of emotion doesn't seem quite so alien. Researchers decided to explore the emotional capacity of bumblebees too. In order to do this, they first trained a group of 35 bumblebees to go down a narrow tunnel to a vial of food. If there was a blue artificial flower at the entrance to the tunnel, the bees learned that that meant that there was food at the end of the tunnel. The green flower at the beginning of the tunnel meant no food. Once the bees were trained to recognize the presence or absence of food by the color of the flower at the entrance to the tunnel, the researchers upped the ante. They posted a flower at the entrance to the tunnel that was somewhere between green or blue. As you might expect, the bees were confused. They wandered around at the opening of the tunnel. Should I go in or shouldn't I? Then the researchers took half the bees and gave them a little drop of sugar solution. When those bees confronted the ambiguous blue-green flower at the beginning of the tunnel, they didn't waste as much time before they made up their minds and went down the tunnel to see what they found. At this point, we could say that this has nothing to do with emotion. This is an effect of energy levels on the brain and cognitive ability. There are studies in both dogs and humans that link decision-making capabilities to sufficient blood glucose levels. At least that was the conclusion of those studies, because the brain does use a disproportionate amount of the body's energy better to make decisions, choices, sometimes tough choices, when one has energy than when one is hungry. So to differentiate between the two, is it energy or is it emotion? Is it the mood of the animal that's being affected by the sugar solution? To determine this, they swabbed a chemical on the thoraxes of the bumblebees that blocked their dopamine receptors. Dopamine is one of the primary substances associated with feel-good emotions. When they did this, it blocked the bees' willingness to go down the ambiguous route. What this tells us is that this is not a strictly metabolic function, nor is it strictly an emotional function. It's a mind-body function, like all functions of the body. It works as a unit. We can try to separate it into little chunks to study it, but in the real world, it works as a unit. If you have an animal that has a sufficient supply of energy, that animal is going to be more willing, more confident, and more physically able to explore different concepts, perhaps to take some risks, than an individual who is hungry. A hungry bee seeking a meal can't afford to go down a long tunnel in hopes that there might be a food supply down there. On the other hand, a bee that is at least partially satiated is more willing to do this. So bees have feelings too. They experience emotions. Just because we don't know what runs through their little bee brains when they experience those emotions doesn't mean those emotions don't exist.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.